Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I love the shush just as you answered the phone.
It's perfect because you... Hi, this is Kamel. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. It's perfect because you have roommates. We've called people, but that's the first time we've heard a shush.
He was being so loud.
And who was this?
Yeah, who was being loud?
John Millhiser.
John, what are you doing? We got something going here.
he's so selfish. He loves making noise. No, I'm kidding.
It is, how are things going with you?
Honestly, it goes in and out of being sad. and I feel like I'm going a little crazy. But then in the grand scheme of things, like, I live in a nice location and it's not that bad.
Yeah. I think it's this weird thing of like feeling very, I feel sorry for myself. And then I'm like, but I have it so much better than so many people do. Like, it's hard to feel sorry for yourself, but also you have those days.
Yeah. And my therapist was like, it's okay to feel sad. You're mourning the loss of something. Everybody is. But then also you have to understand that like you are okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a very interesting learning curve.
And you can talk about this as much or as little as you want, but are you doing therapy over like over a Skype or a Zoom situation?
Well, I'm probably going to start doing FaceTiming with her because I was doing just like audio, but it's hard to like read someone's face when you can't see their face.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing FaceTiming because I wasn't getting out of bed on time.
Yay. That's great though.
And I didn't want her to see me in bed.
So what is your like sleep schedule? Like what time are you going to bed?
Oh boy. So I was doing good for like the first 2 weeks where I'd be in bed by like midnight or one and I'd be up by like 10 or 11. And then I started staying up real late because I have like ADD that really manifests at night and the lack of, so like I never really had a schedule, but it was hectic enough that I understood the repetition of like how crazy my schedule was. And now that there was nothing at like midnight or one, I'd be like, ooh, what if I like try to write something? Ooh, that's not good. What if I watch a movie in its entirety at 3 a.m. and then I'd go to sleep at like 6 and then wake up at like 1 or 2. So now I'm trying to shift it back to like sleeping earlier. It's, we're all doing
it's
it.
A yeah. Process, yeah.
Like for me, you know, I'm still going to bed early because for me, it's like a race to fall asleep before the fear comes because the fear comes at night.
That's right.
And the fear comes like it came last night at 3:30. I woke up at 3:30 and I was up from like 3:30 to 5
bathing in the fear. Yeah.
But the problem is if I don't, because then what I can do is if I can try and put myself in the dream I was having right before that to fall asleep. But if I stay up late and the fear comes, there's no dream I can use to try and go back.
You have no techniques. Yeah.
Mm. I got no techniques.
But I think what you said about having night ADD is also quite accurate. Because I think, Kumail, that you might have that too. Because you'll always be like, I'll be like, maybe we should go to bed. And you're like, let's do this. Or let's do this. Or let's do this. And I'm like, buddy. I feel like I'm talking to like, I'm like, buddy, come on. Let's go to bed.
It becomes impossible to get up off the couch. And so that's when I really start going to like just watching random trailers on.
You love watching trailers. Yes. You love to watch a trailer. Yeah.
Trailers are very fun because you get most. But I'll just sit there for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I also go on like Xbox and I look up like the independent games because anybody can, I think, make a game and just put it on there and people are doing it. And so it's just.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's just like there'll be a game called like Rabbit Doctor. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what Rabbit Doctor is about. It's 99 cents.
It's not good. It's not good. And no offense to Rabbit Doctor. Keep working.
It's at least it was a rabbit who was a doctor and not a doctor who works on rabbits because one is bleaker than the other.
Can I say something? That's a veterinarian. You just call that game veterinarian.
I call veterinarians rabbit doctors.
Well, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you is I feel like you, I was looking on Instagram, I'm an avid follower of yours, and you have been doing a lot of documenting your kind of pandemic situation with roommates. Roommates.
Yes.
You have two, right?
Well, I have one roommate, and my one roommate has a boyfriend. So technically, now I have two.
Okay, now you have two because now the boyfriend is kind of there. And I also saw yesterday, and we're recording this. We'll release this like in like a couple of days or so. But you, all of you, dressed up to have dinner. It seems like.
Yeah, we had a fancy dinner, and I can't remember. Oh, so John Millheiser, my roommate John Millheiser, his boyfriend Jackson. His parents sent him Omaha steaks. So we just have so many Omaha steaks in the freezer. So we were like, let's cook up those Omaha steaks. And I was like, and dress up. And they said, fine, Nicole, we'll dress up. So they put on like blazers and ties. And I was like, well, I mean, you could put on something fancier if you want, because I'm going to wear a gown. And I don't think they realized that I had an actual gown to wear. But yeah, so then we like finished cooking dinner in gowns and sport coats. It was very silly.
Yeah, it's Camille and I have done this once where we got
dressed
up. We're
doing it again tonight.
You want to do it? You want to get dressed up tonight?
Yeah, I thought so because you have your dress that you tried on
yesterday.
That is
true. I just got a dress yesterday. That is true.
Ooh.
but I do. The only part of it that felt weird to me was then the taking off of the dress later because I felt like I didn't earn taking it off yet. Does that make sense?
What?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you have to drink some wine and you have to sit in it and watch TV. I wore the dress for the rest of the night. I took it off at 1 a.m.
Wow. That's impressive. And it was a gorgeous dress. And they look nice
thank
too, but you were clearly the star of the show. But I do feel like that was my issue. It was like, we kind of wore it to eat dinner. And then I was like, well, I don't want to wear this anymore. So I took it off after like an hour, and that part felt a little strange.
I took off my jacket during the meal. Go ahead, Nicole.
Yeah,
sorry.
True.
Maybe you guys should go for a walk in your fancy clothes as if you're walking to the restaurant. The restaurant is your home. You have dinner and then some wine at the bar, which is your living room, and then you've had a night.
Nicole, that's a genius
this
idea.
This is a great idea.
We get to scare our neighbors. All I want to do is scare my neighbors.
Just walk around in a three-piece suit. You got a full ball gown. Just walking around the block.
But masked. Also masked because we're being
masked.
Safe.
Yes, yes, you have to wear
a
mask.
You have to wear a mask. I think that's a really, really great idea. We might need to do
that,
actually.
Let's do that tonight.
I also, randomly, Omaha Steaks is a real trigger for me because when I was very poor in my first job, my best friend accidentally got a shipment of Omaha Steaks to her house. And we called the company to be like, hey, what do we do? Like, you guys should come get these. And they were like, we don't ever pick up meat once we've dropped it off. And we were like, we have hit the jackpot. We ate because we had no money. I don't know how much these steaks cost. I don't know what the people who should have gotten them. I hope they were okay. But we ate like kings for like at least a couple of weeks. It was one of the
That's
best periods.
So nice. Yeah. What a nice little treat.
A little gift from
I
God.
I will say if mystery like
mystery meat
shows up at my house, I don't mean mystery like you don't know what it is, but like I don't know where it's from.
It's from Omaha Steaks, baby.
I don't know. Somebody could have made it look like it was from Omaha Steaks.
Maybe I keep saying Ohio Steaks because it was from Ohio Steaks.
Yes, it was Ohio Steaks, much cheaper than Omaha Steaks.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants Ohio Steaks.
So how are things going living with roommates?
With people, yeah.
It's going well. I am a person who very much likes being around people a lot. Like earlier this week, I started having John come in my bedroom just to look at me. And he was like, what is this? What is this new thing? And I was like, I don't know. It makes me feel better. And I think it's like I can't perform. So like there isn't a room full of people looking at me, giving me their attention. So I just like need it from someone. So it's been very nice to have someone here to give me attention that I need.
Maybe we should be talking to John and find out what this is like for him then.
Yeah,
would you like to?
I have a question. So you're lucky in that you guys were, I presume, friends before you became roommates, right?
Oh, yeah. We've known each other since 2000. We've known each other for a decade. Yeah.
That's amazing.
We got put on the same sketch team at UCB in 2010.
R.I.P.?
R.I.P.
Yes, R.I.P. UCB New York.
Oof.
And then we've lived together for like 7 years.
Oh, so this is a very comfortable situation for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, he's like family.
That's good.
And has this new... obviously, has the new quarantine have you guys had to change like
your routines,
rules,
yeah,
or routines, or how to be like roommates together? Have you had to like revisit your rules?
Well, we're all pretty good at cleaning up after like ourselves. The only thing we had to change was, you know, sometimes you like roast your friends and you say something that maybe might not be the nicest thing. We had to like come to terms with like, I roast a little too hard. So I have to like take a break from doing that.
Okay.
Or Jonna's allowed to be like, hey, you're being mean and I don't like it. And I have to go, okay. And not be like, oh, you a little baby. Like,
yeah, because it's sensitive times and people can't get, like, yes, he can't get away, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of makes sense. Kumail and I would say we are perhaps arguing more, but also the arguments are very easily dismissed of being like, hey, sorry, things are, I feel like shit. I hate myself.
I think part of it is, you know, when you get into it, for me, the problem is if I'm getting into an argument with Emily, it's generally not about Emily. It's about something else I'm anxious about.
Because I'm great.
And because you're great. Because figuring out what I'm anxious about is generally an impossible task. I have to like become Sherlock Holmes and look at what
context clues. A lot of context clues.
It's a lot of context clues. I have to like, it's like a video game. Like I have to like go solve a mystery now. Why am I upset? But mm-hmm. now it's easier to know what I'm upset about. And I know it's not Emily.
Yeah.
So now I could be like, okay, this is obviously about this. Let's throw that away. And the other thing you said, Nicole, that's interesting is we're stand-up comedians. And I think stand-ups versus like people who are mostly improv sketch people, I find stand-up people mm-hmm. are more into roasting. And the way we hang out is a little bit more like we play rough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I noticed that I went into a work situation a few years ago and the stand-ups were really roasting everybody. And everybody was a comedian. And then the comedian people who weren't stand-ups, improv sketch people, had to be like, hey, we don't want this vibe.
This doesn't feel good. Yeah.
Okay, let's adjust.
Yeah. Yeah. It is it's a very different vibe. And it's a vibe that like I kind of had to learn because I started doing stand-up and sketch, but also I come from a family of Black people. So like Black people roast each other all day long and it's out of love. So then it was like, oh, we're lovey-dovey now. And then I started doing stand-up and I was like, oh no, we're back to this. Okay. So I can like bounce back and forth. But yeah, I could imagine a mixture of stand-ups and improvs would be super hard to work with.
That is how I knew that, because I'm around stand-ups all the time. And for so long, they were just always being very nice to me. And I hated it because I knew that it meant that I wasn't in the inner circle. And I wanted to be uh-huh. in the inner circle where people would make fun of me. And then I think it was probably Moshe Kasher who made fun of me first. That feels right.
Moshe's.
My favorite thing that anyone has ever said to me was Neil Brennan. I was wearing a very stupid, I mean, I love it. It's a very dumb outfit, though. It's got so many colors and patterns on it. And I truly do look like a clown when I wear it, but I love it. And Neil looked at me at the improv and he was like, I can't talk to you while you wear that. So I just like hid my body around a corner and we had a conversation like that because he...
That's amazing. I actually...
Yeah, like...
I remember there was a New Year's Eve in New York. We still lived in New York. And I happened to make the mistake of wearing a sequin top. Why would I do that? And I went up to... Because we were just going to like some bar where all the other stand-ups were. So like it wasn't even like a sequined event. And Mark Normand looked at me and went, sequins!
That's all it took.
That's all it took. And
you
I was
were
like,
defeated.
Damn it, I have lost again.
It's also so funny that it was just one word.
It's absolutely all. Even talking about it now, I'm like flushing a little bit. Because I thought it was very funny, but also like he hit exactly the nail on the head of exactly. Uh-huh. I was like a little bit like, should I be wearing sequins to like a stand-up party? And he got me right where it hurts. Also, there was a guy in my first grade who looked at a guy who was wearing long shorts and he went, nice shorts, pants.
No, nice pants, shorts.
You know what? It could go either way, frankly. Okay. If it's nice pants, shorts, or nice shorts, pants, either way, what a great roast from a first grader.
Nice. Oh, kids will roast you to death. Yeah. Kids are honest.
Kids are so
and
cruel.
They don't have a sense of morality yet. So there's no. They go for it.
Yeah. I used to work with teenage boys. I've heard some things. I've heard some things.
No, thank
and
you.
Let's go to a break.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Do you, and I assume you guys have like a one communal area in your place that's like where people gather?
Yes, I have a little TV room where we watch TV at night.
Have there been like arguments over like what to watch or what people want to watch, what people are in the mood to watch?
Every single night there's an argument about what we watch. I like to watch, so I've learned through therapy that like, I like to watch the same things because I don't like change. And especially when I'm stressed out, watching something new might make me feel anxious because it's new information that I have to deal with on top of being anxious. So yes. Wow. I have to like prepare myself to like buckle in to watch a series or something because it's all new information. And I can't ask anybody questions because I like to know what's going on. But so we'll argue about watching new stuff. I like watching RuPaul's Drag Race because I know it. Mm-hmm. And then his boyfriend is more on the same page like with me. Like he'll watch Drag Race all night long with me. And then also, I really love watching this Baby Shark on Amazon show.
It's, my goodness, Nicole.
It's a children's show. And I think it's really funny.
Wait, please explain, because we know the song. What is this, like a CG show?
It is like a little cartoon where the first episode, it was like Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do. And then
don't
there's
do
like...
This.
don't get this stuck in our heads.
And then there's other songs. And then like there's a... Like a... Oh, McDonald had a farm, but it was like a little bit of a remix. I like them. I guess it's because it's like childhood stuff that like I remember.
Feels soothing, yeah.
I like to twerk in front of it, and John does not like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're blocking the view. You got to be able to see what's happening.
I would be totally pro twerking, but I'm on John's side when it comes to watching Baby Shark at night.
Fair.
In that I don't want it.
Yeah, I mean, I fully understand why he doesn't like it. I just think it's so funny. He likes to watch, like, good movies. And, like, good old movies, because I've never seen any movie that anyone's seen. Like, I've never seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, those ones.
Oh, okay.
I've never...
That's a big... Those are big, yeah.
I had never seen Star Wars, but now I'm doing a podcast where we're watching it and talking about it. It's me and Lauren Lapkus. But,
oh, that's so fun!
It is fun, but also every time I start one of these movies, I'm like, I've seen 10 movies and I still don't know what's going on. I just found out these movies happened in the past.
It's also, it starts with episode 6. Yes. If you're just starting to watch movies, Star Wars is not the one to jump into.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so hard. It's so much to, I don't know. And then I just watched Rise of the Skywalker, and that was wild. Have you guys seen that?
We have.
Yeah, none of the names make sense. They're not like human names. They're just like so much to remember.
So much. But then this, the Skywalker one, they had a lot of weird little mutants in there. There was like children, aliens. It was too much.
He went back to Baby Shark.
Yes. I was like, more Baby Shark, please.
And that, I mean, that's true in our household because I love Drag Race. Camille likes Drag Race quite a bit, but you're not as like, you don't have to watch
it. It's not like one of my comfort shows in the way that it is for you.
And so I end up watching that on like my laptop more often than I do on the TV.
I watch food shows and you watch Drag Race.
And so we just kind of end up separating, like, and I just end up watching stuff online.
But at night, we generally watch stuff together.
That's true. I know that We're Here show just premiered on HBO last night. Have you seen that yet?
I have not seen it yet. I'm very excited to see it because it reminds me of To Wong Fu.
So much. That's exactly what I thought.
And I'm so excited. I love To Wong Fu.
Me too. And I think they picked the right queens to be on that show.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
That's like a good combination of human beings. And then I think also Celeb Drag Race is starting.
Oh,
now?
Yeah. We're getting 3 hours of drag tonight.
And drag we don't race. Even have cable, Celebrity so drag. I don't get any of these shows until like they decide to put them on iTunes. That's the only way I have to get them.
Oh, no. This is horrific.
It's not
horrific.
Good. I used to go to people's houses to watch Drag Race live, and I can't do that now because I can't go to anyone's house.
Nicole,
what if you got a cable login?
Well, if I got a cable, that would be illegal.
Illegal
don't
stuff
entrap us. How
in this
dare you?
Home.
Okay.
We support the arts
and entertainment
and sciences.
Nicole, I will say while you ask this question, I just realized there's something in the oven and it's burning.
Oh my
so I'm
going
to go take it out. So answer the question.
What's your, have you guys traditionally had like a diffusion of responsibility when it comes to like chores around the house, cooking, cleaning, whatever it is?
It's not like set in stone, but, usually so much is happening in your house.
Yeah, Emily was, it was beeping and she was running around.
I was setting things on fire because that's what I do when I cook. Sorry
the
about that.
The whole house smells like burnt turkey burgers right now.
That's exactly. Oh, no. That's what I've made is burnt turkey burgers.
Turkey burgers in the afternoon.
Yeah, we're very exotic.
There are no rules anymore.
We just like kind of, you do what you're supposed to do. I don't know. It's a very adult house. We're like,
right.
No one's screaming at someone to take out the trash. It's like you just kind of take out the trash.
Okay, so it seems like you guys are all pretty good about sort of doing everything you should be doing, and you haven't had to have like a conversation like, hey, I need you to clean the bathroom, whatever. Everybody sort of does everything.
Yeah, and I will say this. John does a lot. He like walks the dogs, and he'll be the first person to take out the trash. I'm a little bit lazier. I don't love walking our dogs, but I buy the dogs food. I'm the dog daddy.
Okay, that makes sense. You're providing. You're the provider.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Okay, he's the dog mommy.
Yes.
If we're talking traditional gender roles, yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I find that, I have found with roommates, I'm always like, fine. It's like not a personal affront if they like don't do stuff around the house. But with Kumail, it is like personally hurting my feelings if he doesn't do stuff around the house.
I do stuff now.
Yeah.
I have traditionally been the worst roommate.
Pretty terrible. Yeah. Across the board.
I don't.
Sorry.
Not across the board. I can be very charming. I bring
a
lot of.
All of your roommates, ex-roommates that I've spoken to.
I am, but I'm a blast to be around. people like me. However, I was the one who wouldn't clean, who like all the bad shit, you know, I was.
Didn't you once moving into a new place, you were like, oh, I'm out of town that weekend and just made your roommate
I
move
had
you?
Some shows. Nicole, you understand. Yes, shows are sacred.
I fully understand. I think you were well within your rights. Make them do it for you. You're important.
It was a little bit bad.
That was
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
I should not have done it.
You probably should not have done that, but you had shows.
But this was back in Chicago and like any show you can get was like, you couldn't say no to shows.
That's true. Yeah, well within your rights. You also, when you moved in with me, showed up with one garbage bag And we're like, here's
of stuff.
You were like, here's my stuff. And I was like, oh, this guy doesn't want to live with me. But the truth was, you just only had one garbage bag of stuff.
I had a garbage bag of stuff.
I moved into my place with garbage bags because I didn't want to get boxes. And the movers truly were like, what, are we moving her from this apartment to the dump? And then, like, I bought a house. And they truly were like, what is happening? They were very confused.
Yeah, they were like, this woman should have had the ability to get boxes if she's got the ability to do this.
But I was like, the reason why I can afford a house is because I'm not buying stupid shit like boxes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because people can't afford boxes and a house.
Yes. Boxes are expensive.
Yeah, they are. We would go to like stores and pick up boxes.
Yeah, yes. We would go to liquor stores. The parking lot behind liquor stores is where boxes live.
Oh, that's very smart.
Great tip. Great tip out there if you're moving. They just put the boxes out behind the thing. I learned this when I was in college.
But they are random sizes. Yes. Like you need to, it's like yes. A long, skinny box and you're like, what am I going to put in here? My candles?
Yeah, all your long ass candles.
My long ass candles. And your dildos. Sorry.
They're our dildos, honey.
Here they are. Okay.
Okay. Well, this is fantastic. Do you have any tips for people who have roommates that they hate, or roommates that they love, or just people living with roommates in this weird time? Do you have any advice?
I think my biggest advice is communication is key. Like a lot of people don't like confrontation, but it'll be like 2 minutes of confrontation to like peaceful living for a little bit. And sometimes you have to like keep fucking talking to people till they get it. But yep. I'm also just really lucky. Like I live with two adorable men who are very kind and nice to me.
Yeah, I think picking good roommates is good, which we can't. I mean, some of us are now stuck with people that we don't like. Mm-hmm. That's been a thing I've read a lot of people being like, I'm stuck with a roommate right now that I never liked. But it's also like a good thing to think about in the future, because I think often when I have picked roommates in the past, I've been like, well, I'm never going to be home anyway. Who cares? And then this is the kind of thing that makes you go like, oh, maybe you should care about stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe absolutely. We should care.
I've also had terrible roommates that like when you are in like a silent fight with a roommate that you don't really like very much, everything, you're just like, my shoulders would be by my ears the whole time I was at home.
Yes.
Like, from sun up to sundown, as long as I'm in that house, I'm like, this is where I live. Why do I? And it's because I wouldn't confront them to be like, hey, don't let your friends have sex in my bed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's no.
Yeah, that only happened once, but it'll stick with me forever. Yeah.
Well, once that you found out.
Oh my God, that's a great point.
They were probably fucking there all the time.
Wait, but why didn't they fuck in their own bed? That's so bizarre.
It's the roommate's friends who were just sleeping over. So the roommate's friends needed somewhere to have sex. And that's when, hey, my roommate's
the roommate
out.
Was like, oh, I'm not going to let you fuck in my bed.
Yeah,
go to
fuck in my roommate's bed.
Go but to Emily's bed.
Who travels to fuck? You can, if you're staying somewhere, you cannot fuck for one night.
Well, not these babies.
I don't know. If you're hard up, you fuck when you can get it, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You traveled. I traveled to fuck, sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've traveled to fuck, but in a hotel.
Yeah. Right.
Staying at a friend's house and fucking in their roommate's bed. That's rude.
You're it's not a rude. Monster.
Yeah, not a monster. But these were earlier. These were pre-pandemic times. It was different back then.
But this is very good advice. I think it's great advice. Talk to them. Even if you're not getting along, you have to figure out a way to get through this period together.
Now's
so just
the time.
Have open communication. And who knows? You might lead to a breakthrough.
Yeah. Or they'll keep being shitty. Like, I had one roommate with stinky feet, and I kept telling her she needed to wash her feet. Ugh. And it didn't go well, and she finally moved out, thank God.
She took those stinky feet, and she walked right out the door.
They truly smelled like rotting flesh. Like, they were the grossest. God. It sucked so bad, and my room is, like, right next to her, and it was in New York. Well, you're like on top of one another. Oh, yes. It sucks so hard. And she had a blow up mattress that she fucked on one night, and she was fat and it was very loud.
I had a blow up mattress when we met.
That is absolutely true.
Actually, no. Did we? Blow up mattress was before
you. That was another girl that definitely dealt with you with a blow up mattress.
I had sex with girls before you, Emily. Not that many.
Were any of them on blow up? So you did on a blow up mattress?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've had that. All right. We're going.
All right.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you. We haven't seen you in a very long time, even
such
pre-pandemic.
A long time. I know.
But it's nice to hear your voice. And
it's
I very much look for it. Your show Nailed It is great, obviously.
Thank you. Everyone loves Nailed It.
Oh yeah, Nailed It on Netflix. Watch it if you guys haven't seen it. Oh, it's so fun. It's so good.
I didn't even
I was like talking about all the cooking shows I love watching. I didn't realize one of yours is one of the best ones there is.
Oh, thank you.
Are you gonna be making more? Is that something you can even discuss?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say. So great. I'll just say who knows?
Who knows? It's pandemic time.
All right. So there's more Nailed It coming. Look for that.
You're just a delight. Follow Nicole on Instagram. She's just you're a delight to follow. And it's, good luck to you. I hope everybody, you and yours, stay safe for the remainder.
Thank you. You guys too. Enjoy your turkey burgers.
Yeah, they're so burnt.
Thank
you. They're so burnt. Bye.
Nice talking to you. Bye.